Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Declaring this as a national day of prayer. Would you join me this morning? We need to pray that God will give us a spirit of courage and that He'll give us a spirit of wisdom in everything that we do. Father, we come to You right now on behalf of our nation, and not just our nation, because that would be way too selfish. We also come to You on behalf of our world. For those folks that have been so dramatically impacted by this sickness and the fear that has gripped the hearts of so many. Father, we just pray right now that the Spirit would rise up in us, that as the church, strong and mighty, we would offer a cure. We have the cure to not just this new virus, or even if it's not a new virus, this exposed virus. We have the cure to that, but we also have the cure to all ailments and all diseases. And we take authority in the name of Jesus right now. Not in our own might, not by our own power, but by Your Spirit, God. And the stripes that Jesus, that You took on Your back, we stand on those. We ask that in this moment, the church would rise up and offer hope and offer answers that this world cannot give. And Father, we pray for those that are being so dramatically impacted financially, that You would rush in and that You would bring peace in the midst of this troubling time. And I just pray that a spirit of not only courage, but a spirit of peace would overtake Your people. And we would be able to stand up and declare that God is good. and that your mercy endures forever. And so, Father, over our congregation here, we pray a hedge of protection. I pray, I plead the blood of Jesus around every family, every son, every daughter, every mom, every dad, every husband, every wife, and our extended families, that you would protect us, that you would give us the wisdom that we need, that we would respond with wise decisions, but not respond out of fear, because you haven't given us that spirit. So we just, we gather our prayers right now. We extend our faith with all the other believers across the nation and the world that are praying this morning. And we just pray that what would really take place is that a revival would be birthed out of chaos. A revival would cause, would rise up as people look for answers, oh God. I pray that what was meant for evil, I pray that now would be turned for our good. We pray for a new day in your kingdom. We ask you to accomplish this in the mighty and the powerful name of Jesus. And everybody said, amen. Now let me talk to you for just 1 second, then we're going to go right back into worship. I just want you to know we're using wisdom around here. I told some, I posted an article that I think had probably the most, it was long, but it had the best plan. And we're operating from basically from a signal light plan. Red, yellow, green, yellow, red, right? Green is we don't have any reported cases around us, not really that close. And so we're just going to keep doing what we're doing with heightened precautions. Cleaning door handles. We'll encourage you today, instead of hugging and shaking hands, if you're comfortable, give a fist bump. If you don't feel well, please stay at home. That's why we've invested so much in online streaming on Facebook and on our online streaming platform. So those that are watching home at home, we want you to know we're with you. We understand. We're not condemning anybody that's taking precautions. We're saying that that's a wise thing to do for many. And so one of the things you'll see today is when we take up offering at the end, our offering buckets will be at the back. We're not going to pass them. We encourage fist bumps. We're just trying to use wisdom. That's green. We'll go to yellow if it gets close. If we hear of a case that's close and the CDC comes out and says, look, this is getting dangerous, then we'll yellow. We'll make some even more adjustments. When there's a case close to us, we'll go to red. And when we go to red, we'll go strictly online if we have to. And I'm just believing we're not going to have to. But we can if we need to. It's going to require some things from you as we move through this. If we do go to red, which again, I'm praying that we don't, but we will if we need to, then you got to be diligent about support for us to continue. That's just the way it is. And so we've made I'm so thankful that we're not behind the curve here. We've been out in front of the curve for a long time in giving, on our online, everything else, so that we can continue in situations like this. So I just want to speak peace into your heart. Don't be afraid. God is still on the throne. He's still sovereign. Fear, I don't want to just sing a song. Fear has to bow. And everybody else can freak out. But that doesn't mean we have to freak out. We can continue to give hope. So would you join me this morning in really pushing in worship? This is not a time to pull back. This is a time for those of us that really believe in what God can do. Would you help us this morning press in? Those of you watching online with us, our Passion family that needed to stay home, would you push in and right there in the privacy? Don't slack off and say, well, I'm at home, I'm laying in the bed or in my pajamas, I don't have to participate, and it becomes a spectator sport. Right there where you are, would you raise your hands? Would you worship God? And let's pursue the presence of God together. Come on, let's worship this morning.
just gone through the motions. I'm sorry when I just sing another song. Take me back to where we started. I open up my heart to you. I'm sorry when I've come with my agenda. I'm sorry when I forgot that you're enough. Take me back.
I'm God, we trust you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Can't go back.
Can't control
what tomorrow will bring. But I know here in the middle.
I'm not enough.
I'm not enough unless you come. Will you meet me here again?
Lord, cause all we want,
cause all I want is all you are. Will you meet me here again?
Father, we don't ask for a lot, but the one thing that we ask for is enough.
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.